بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of reading our Isha Salah, the men in the masjid with Jama'at. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala increase us in this ni'mat. May Allah never snatch away this ni'mat from us. And Allah has given the women folk to read the Salat at home. May Allah accept this Salat as well. Then Alhamdulillah, we read Surah Yasin. We listened to Surah Yasin. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make it such that through the barakah of Surah Yasin, may Allah Ta'ala forgive all the marhumeen, especially your family, friends, and those who passed on recently in the last few days. Many, many people have left this world. May Allah Ta'ala make it a means of the maghfirat. May Allah make it be a means of the qabr becoming illuminated, full of nur. May Allah make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. May Allah protect them from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. And also through the barakah of Surah Yasin, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala cure all those who are ill. So many not well in hospital, at home, and throughout the country, may Allah Ta'ala, through the barakah of Surah Yasin, grant each and every one complete shifa. And may Allah fulfill all our hajat and needs. May Allah remove the difficulties the ummah is going through. And again we see in Palestine, those terrorists, those zalimeen, have got no mercy whatsoever. The lies they have spoken, and they have just broken all those pacts that they have made. And they are making so much of zulam on our masoom children and on our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah Ta'ala give our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters, our masoom children, may Allah give them victory. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala remove any difficulty that they are going through. They, Alhamdulillah, they have got such courage. Allah Ta'ala has given them a strong iman. May Allah keep them with iman. May Allah give them more to the iman. May Allah give them the highest of stages in the akhirah. May Allah protect all of us from all types of fitna and fasad. There is no doubt that we are going through great challenges. The entire ummah, the entire globe is going through great fitan and trials and tribulations. Again, we have to question ourselves. Let us not look at everybody else in the world and point fingers. Let us not look globally and look for what are the problems other people are doing. Each one of us can make an introspection of his own life. And we know the entire week how many gunas we committed. We know how low we feel sometimes spiritually. Therefore, we have come again through the tawfiq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Fadl and Karam of Allah Ta'ala, to recharge our batteries. Our spiritual batteries, we have to recharge. It depends on us how we recharge our batteries. If it's just going to be recharging for a little few minutes, then obviously after some time the battery becomes low again and it becomes dead. Therefore we need to fully charge our, recharge our batteries. And this cannot happen just once a week, it has to be done daily. Our cell phone. How often when we are in desperate need of making a call, then suddenly we see the battery is low, it's dying, and next minute we are unable to make that call. Therefore we have to keep on recharging our batteries. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this zikrullah to recharge our batteries, our spiritual selves, our souls that become dark, spiritually low. When we make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it reconnects us with Allah Ta'ala. If we were able to see, like how we see on the cell phone, how the battery just becomes increasing in percentage and becomes full, like that our spiritual hearts become full of nur. It begins to shine, it gets a reconnection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. At that time, when you're saying la to everything in this world, you're saying la to shaitan, la to all the false deities in this world, all the false powers, everything is zero, not illallah. At that time we feel the closest to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we do not fear any person or any enemy. But again, after some time our batteries go low. And then again shaitan puts wasawis in our hearts. And he makes us scared, he terrifies us. Shaitan ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. It takes us towards evil, immodesty, immorality. It forces us and he entices us rather. He tempts us with haram pleasures. So So the person who tried to recharge his battery, but after that it became low, and again the week that he slips, he falls or she falls, and they fall into the sin, or they fall into the pit of evil and vice and haram. And therefore, respected brothers and elders, we have to make up our minds a firm resolution. Ya Allah, I want to be fully charged. I want to be a true dhakir. Mullah Qari rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, الذاكر كالواقف على الباب. الذاكر كالواقف على الباب. A person who is in the remembrance of Allah is like the person standing at the door of Allah. He's knocking at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's knocking. Our ulama and mashayikh have explained, any beggar in this world, when he is persisting and he's knocking and knocking and knocking, knocking at the door of the person, there comes a time when you see the door opening. And then the person sticks his head out. Like, who is it? What is it? Why are you so desperate? What's happening? Why are you knocking so much and every day you are doing? What is it? What do you need? Can I help you? Can I assist you? Is it anything that you require? Like that, when Allah will open his door, and he definitely will open his door. But we cannot become complacent. We cannot lose hope. We have to carry on tapping at his door, knocking, knocking, knocking. And zikrullah, at least it makes us reach to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, we persist. And when Allah opens the door, zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. Zikr makes the zakir, we all zakirin, say Allah, Allah, Allah. Mazkur is the one whose name is taken, that is Allah. So zikrullah is the means of us reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make all of us true zakirin, shakirin, and help us to reconnect and make this connection with Allah ta'ala a strong one, never to break. Never to break. The moment we feel weak, zikrullah again. Think of Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Shaitan will bring different asbab and different things into our mind. Do this, do that. Yes, use the jais means. But again, the full dependence is on and reliance only upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if this connection is strong, then Allah becomes ours. When Allah becomes ours, everything is ours. Then we have got nothing to worry and fear. But if Allah is not ours, then we have lost everything. And we want Allah Ta'ala to become ours, let us start with zikrullah, our salat, our du'as, our ibadat, our tilawat of the Quran. It's a Mubarak night, Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. It's a time when we can make sincere tawbah and make up our minds. And of course, in Jumu'ah, we increase our salawat upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make our hearts bright and shine again, illuminate with His zikr. Allah Ta'ala make it possible for all those who have got ambitions and desires, and they made intentions to make Hajj. May Allah make that day come with them who make the Hajj. Outwardly, we say. It may not be possible this year, but nothing is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. If Allah wishes, the entire condition can change overnight. And Allah can open His doors wide. But there is some reason why Allah Ta'ala has not, or is not showing us the result that we are looking for. The problem lies with us. Again, our connection is not so strong. If we build this connection, Allah Ta'ala will open the floodgates of His mercy. Nothing will stop. No person can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make it possible for all those who made the intention for Hajj. Inshallah, we make dua that Allah, if not this year, but next year, whenever, Allah make, give them Hajj maqbool, mabroor. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Our desire, as we read in salawat upon Nabi Kareem, the desire is, Ya Allah, how I wish I was standing before Rosa Mubarak and conveying our salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we are pining to be there again. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Different conditions are taking place in this world. These are all tests for all of us. But now we should realize that, O Allah, I am your servant, you are my master, and I need to gain this strong connection and bond with you. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لي غناؤك ما فرما ولي خطاؤك ما فرما الله forgive us my Allah Allah you have become very naraz with us my Allah Allah do not become displeased with us my Allah forgive us my Allah Allah forgive us my Allah Allah forgive us my Allah grant us hidayat my Allah Give us tawfiq of making amends now, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making tawbat and nasuha. Help us to abandon all this evil and vice that we are committing, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us gain your pleasure, your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperately in need of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can see the halat upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, has the time come when it will be so difficult to practice on deen then, my Allah? Like holding a coal in our hand, a brand of coal in our hand. Hey, Malik Kareem, protect us from all types of trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. Ab to kamzor hai, ya Allah. We are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, just upon this, a difficult for us, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of your name, my Allah. Allah, sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of sajda before you. Sweetness of tilawat and zikr, my Allah. Let our tongues be moist with your zikr, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amal salihah, my Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. Make the connection become solid, my Allah. Allah, make it be strong, my Allah. Never to become weak and broken again, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most Kareem, my Allah. You are most loving, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the Ummat, my Allah. Ummat bahut pareshan hal hai, ya Allah. Allah, pareshani dur farma. Allah, especially in those countries, Ya Allah, where there is war taking place, zulam taking place, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are losing their lives, my Allah. Allah, make us die with iman. Don't make us die on kufr, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts from all evil, my Allah. Hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them calm, heal, shifa, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us more than iman, more than Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Grant us jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hudi kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, makbulin. Protect them from all types of fitnas, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we will not be in this world, you protect them, my Allah. Protect their children, my Allah. And protect their children, my Allah. My entire zurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us in abundance, Ya Allah. Make it be halal and wholesome. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Protect us from making israf, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who are of marriageable age, Ya Allah. So many young boys and young girls, Ya Allah. So many sisters, age is catching up with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find him suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them nikah properly, my Allah. Grant them barakat in the nikah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah, who become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Protect all of us from haram. Protect us from zina and riba. Protect us from backbiting, telling tales, my Allah. Protect us from anger and kibar and pride and jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from malice in our hearts. کہ بس قلب سلیم مائی اللہ گرانڈ از بیوٹیفل اخلاق آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیو اس انڈرسٹینڈنگ قران اینڈ سنہ بیکاز فالو دی قران اینڈ سنہ یا اللہ میک اس فالو دی فوٹسٹیپ آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ وٹ ایور پریشانی وی ہیو ریموو اور ڈیفیکلٹیز مائی اللہ یا اللہ فلفل اول او حاجات نیڈ او برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز ریز دی ہینڈ ٹونائٹ مائی اللہ وی آر اونلی ٹرننگ ٹو یو مائی اللہ Because there is no other person we can turn to. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, Allahumma kashif al-ghammu, farrij al-hammu, jib da'wati al-muttarina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, birahmatika nastaghith. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Allah, all those who requested duas, grant them all the jais murads, azirin, ghaibin, sakki dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tub alina ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati imma yasifoon, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.